Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. I want to say welcome to this beautiful Wednesday, first day of February, tomorrow being Groundhog's Day. Y'all ain't ready for winter to be over with, so we're going to let it go just a little bit longer. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We got the Southern Bells in the house, or at least one half of the Southern Bells in the house tonight. So we're going to go ahead and get real funky and real quick. Grab your booze, get real close, get real comfortable. Snuggle up, get cuddled up, and do some real nice, interesting things. But before we go on any further, let me bring one half of my co-host in the building. CJ, what it do, shouty?
Hey there.
How's it going? How's your life performing this good, fine Wednesday afternoon?
It is all good. I'm frozen in, so I'm chilling.
Oh, you frozen there? What's the temperature there?
28.
Oh, hell no. That don't even sound like that's supposed to be nothing that anybody's supposed to be dealing with. Like that sound like a whole Listen, there's people with rims bigger than y'all temperature. Like, I can't even talk to nobody that young. Like, baby, listen, I'm gonna need you to at least be in your 30s. I can't even deal with you that low. Listen, that don't excite me. That don't make me feel good. That don't do nothing for me. Anywho, how's your week been? What's good? What's new? What's happening? What's popping in your end of the spectrum?
Just to work in and booking appointments, and that's it.
Oh, you out there doing fun, positive stuff in your life, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Look, it ain't nothing wrong with that. Listen, I don't even know what I be doing half the time. Half the time, I'm just walking in a circle just thinking I'm getting stuff done. I don't know if it's up, down, left, sideways. Quadriplegic, just everything going on. So let's get into this, because I got a lot I want to talk about tonight. Tonight's topic, main topic, we're gonna get into a little bit later. We ain't gonna start there. We're gonna start off with the good side of life. This is Black History Month. How did you feel about it being Black History Month? Tell me a little bit about that.
Say about Black History Month. It's special to me. I get to just sit and think about all of the cool, wonderful things that we've done and been a part of and helped build. It's wonderful.
I love the fact that you said all the wonderful stuff, because one of the things that I often, you know, I have a conversation with people about, and most Americans don't understand this when I say this out loud, but you know, we get so excited about applying for things in a minority capacity. But do you know, or did you know, listeners, did y'all know that we are not the minority on planet Earth? Did you realize that, CJ?
Yes.
And so when you realize that, this is what I always ask us when I actually get that point across to people, is once you realize that you're not a minority in the world, why do we act as such? Why do we act as if we're asking for permission to be great? Why are we asking for permission to get up and do when most of the places that's on Earth, we was in those places first. We explored those places first. I guess my phone decided it wanted to let me know about all the ESPN stuff that's going on. So let me go ahead and silence that real quick, because I don't need ESPN to be highlighting me all night, because apparently the Nets didn't show up to play in the first half and they was getting blown out 46-16 when I looked at the scope.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It happened like that, you know. When you don't show up for things in life happens that way. But let's get back to this topic of not being the minority. I often get confused because, you know, everybody wants to, you know, we have two different, I'm gonna say three different types of groups. We have those who understand the eliteness that we've done and that we've created, that we've helped accomplish across the globe. And then we have I'm a little confused on life. I don't know how I'm going to get there, and I don't know what I really want to do group. And then we have the group of, I just don't give no fucks. Like, I don't care. It's whatever. And I'm for all three of those groups. I'm more in the position of just leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to create a new class. And we're just going to walk around here, and it's going to be called the Leave Me the Fuck Alone group. And I say that because I was sitting down, and I was talking to you, and I was talking to the production manager, and I was talking to business partners, and I was talking to mentors, and talking to colleagues, and talking to peers. And one of the things that weighed on me, just me personally, heavy this past week, or last couple of weeks, is, you know, over the last year, And I don't tell people how to go through stuff. I don't tell people, you know, a lot of times I tell people you can't get help because you either hide the fact that you need help or, you know, your ego or your pride or whatever it is that you get into, you try to hide that. And I'm okay with that. And I'm also okay asking for help. But here's the problem that I have with a lot of the people that is currently asking for help. Y'all always the motherfuckers that's getting help. Y'all are never, and let me say this clearly, CJ, because maybe your opinion of this is a little different. But the people that consistently ask for help and get help are never nowhere the fuck to be found when everybody else need help. Am I the only person that's feeling that?
Not at all.
Y'all ain't never nowhere to be found. Y'all hide from it. Y'all got an excuse why y'all can't do it. It's everybody else's responsibility. Y'all ain't never got it. And so that's my motto for all of 2023. If it's not business, I ain't got it. If it's not taking care of my household, I ain't got it. I can't help you. I can send you a resource. I can send you to other people who got it, but I ain't got it. I don't got no emotional fucks to give you this year. Listen, man, because I want to get this out of the way to start Black History Month. I don't want to do it when they be like, no, let's start it in Black History Month because I am tired. I am exhausted. I am mentally, emotionally, financially tapped the fuck out. And not from a negative. I love helping my people. I love being there for my people. But I need y'all to show up in this season. Like, I need y'all to do a little bit more than just asking for help. Like, I need y'all to just, like, show up. Be a part. Stop asking for help and be a part of the process of just life getting better. I'm at a loss for words with the foolishness that I keep seeing in the name of I don't even know what the call the name of the word that I'm looking for here. Help me out, Dusty. What I'm looking for. Maybe you can say it nicer than how I'm probably say it.
What word are you looking for?
I'm not sure. I don't even know the word. I just know I'm just mentally over it. Like I'm over the foolishness, and because I don't want this to be about no other community. I don't want this to be about nobody else. I want this to be about the people that I know. So if you're listening tonight and you feel offended, I want you to. If you personally know me and you feel offended and you feel like this is a shot at you, I don't give a fuck tonight. Like, I need you to hear this. I need this to be out there for the days and years and months to come. I am emotionally no longer available for the dumb shit, the ignorant shit, the stupid shit, and I need the rest of y'all to get on that same bandwidth. So after that little montage, this song is for all you dumbass, raggedy-ass, ratchet-ass bitches. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Take the
You know the ratchet. Let me tell you, because we're not going to do a Black History of World History all the month of February. The reason why is because everybody else for this month is going to act like now that they want to talk about Black History. So since that's what y'all want to talk about, I'm not going to give that to you. Here's what I do want to talk about. And this is going to be a nice little segue to ratchet shit. We're going to talk about some things that I find ratchet and trifling in this segment. So if you got some things that's ratchet and trifling that you want to add to this list, feel free to call in, add to this list. The number is 319-527-6703. Here's one of the things that I find ratchet. I find it ratchet when y'all disappear and whatever, then y'all want to come back 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 a year later and then talk about, hey, stranger, and then want me to feel sympathy for the shit that you done went through. Y'all will diss the fuck appear, say absolutely nothing, be in y'all own little raggedy-ass bubble, and then expect for some to pick up the phone now random out the blue. And here's the fuck shit. Y'all won't even call to have a conversation. Y'all will do a text message or DM. Fuck you. That's ratchet. Ratchet number two, Y'all can't be in relationships, and this will go for women. I want y'all to hear this one. Y'all can't be in relationships with men and then call other men and then ask them, can y'all borrow money? This go for men and women. If y'all ain't paying y'all bills, stop acting like it's all of a sudden a tragedy when your light's about to be off, your water about to be off, your phone ain't paid, you about to get evicted. It's not a tragedy. Bitch, you wanted to put on the clothes. You wanted to go get your hair and nails done. You wanted to floss and go get a car. If y'all don't do nothing else this tax season, put some fucking money away. There's a rule that you should be at least investing 10% of all income that you make in the year. I'm going to change it. Take 25% of y'all taxes and put away. The moment you get your taxes, take 25% of that and put it in a savings account, a money market account, an IRA, whatever the hell it is. So that way, after you blow the other 75, at least you got something left. Did I miss anything, Ratchet? What you got on your ratchet list? Because I don't want this to be just about my ratchet list. What you got?
I don't like how men be having 6 baby mamas, 2 girlfriends, and a wife, and still be in somebody else's inbox. That's ratchet. Y'all need to stop that.
Ooh, that's ratchet. Come on, what else you got? Give me some ratchet. we doing poetry snaps around this bitch. Give me some ratchet.
Ratchet is your friend having a business, and instead of you supporting that friend's business, you're trying to figure out how you can get that business for free. That's ratchet. We got to stop doing that. That's not real love.
Let's do another one. Let's do another one. Come here, Elizabeth. Get your milk. Because Elizabeth has joined the show. Say hi. Oh, good job. Sit right there and drink your milk. I got a ratchet. Stop when somebody in your family got a business, stop supporting everybody else and support your family member's business, especially if it's your brother, your sister, your daughter, your son, or your first cousin, your niece, your nephew. Support them. Go at least, if it ain't nothing but one time. I cannot understand how we have family-owned businesses and you haven't liked, shared, or purchased something from somebody in your family. That is ratchet. Come on, can I get some snaps on that one?
That's a snap.
Come on.
That's a snap.
What's the most snaps? BBLs. Listen. Baby, a BBL is not going to change.
BBLs, but you
outlook.
Stay with your mama.
Ooh, come on.
That's
ratchet. Come on. BBLs, but you on Section 8 and you get food stamps and WIC, but you going to go get a BBL. Come on, somebody.
That's ratchet.
And I'm not saying that, listen, and I need people to understand, this is not just an indictment of us because it's Black History, but I've been in my feelings, and this is what I need y'all to understand. And CJ's been there, production manager's been there, and a lot of people around me has been there. We are givers. One of our love languages is giving and acts of service and kindness to others, almost everybody who is around me. But y'all are abusing it. Stop abusing the people who are around you who want to just love on you, who show up just because you call, who give you the best because of who you are, because you the brother, because you the sister, because you the cousin, because you the niece. They show up because you the best friend. And every single time they need you, they are expecting to depend on you. You are the letdown. If y'all want to impress me this Black History Month, if y'all want to impress me year 2023, be dependable. Be the person that somebody can look at and say, you know what, if I don't got nobody else, I got that person. Because I'm tired of being that person CJ's tired of being that person. The people who are going out here who are busting their ass to make sure that people got, I tell people all the time, you know why I can't loan you no money? I got about 37 employees that I got to make sure their salary is paid. So if their salary don't get paid because I'm out here loaning and tricking off because of y'all dumbasses, how is my employees supposed to take care of their family? I give you a perfect example. I've been doing this podcast since 2008. I have had the same investors, the same sponsors, the same advertisement deals damn near now for over a decade plus. Not because I'm begging people, not because I'm going to look for people, but you know how Kev on stage got to be successful? It's because he continued to put in work. You know how Damon Wayne and Marlon Wayne and the Wayne brothers got successful? Because they continued to put in work. Because here's the craziest part. Most of y'all are looking at those people and just clapping y'all hands. Y'all are not participating with them. Y'all don't share their stuff. But guess what? Y'all are the first person on the phone asking for help. CJ, how many times this week you been asked for help?
At least three.
The same people asking you for help don't even realize you didn't have a job for most of the month, right? Don't even realize the hard times that you went through. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand. You're not reaching out and connecting with the people that you're asking help from, but then you are mad when they can't give you help. But you don't even know the hell that's going on in their life, and you don't care. It's the second part for me that pisses me off.
Right.
You don't care. And then you act like because they've amassed something or that they've done something in their life that they are against you or they don't want to see you succeed. And not seeing you succeed is further from the truth from them. The issue that they have is that they want to be great. They're trying to be great. They're going out here and they're building what they're trying to build. And you guys are literally the reason why so many people don't succeed. It's not crabs in a barrel mentality. It's just ratchet behavior. Now that I've got that off of me, and now that we feel much, 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 much better, because I feel much, 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 much better. How you feel, CJ? You feel much, 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 much better?
I feel great.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And you know what? I want to talk. I want to talk to the people out there who want to be in a relationship. If you want to be in a relationship, I got a question. Can I ask you 21 questions? We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Girl, it's easy to lock me out. Would you love me if I was down? And how would you feel? Have love for me, girl. If you didn't love me now, would you love me if I was down? And how would you feel? Have love for me,
girl. Would you believe me if you called it? Find out it was better. Do you believe me when I tell you you don't want to love it? Are you mad because I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Because if so, girl, you're blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got them dreams. If I'm down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated. Just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see. And when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or believe me? How deep is I'm on if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only human, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid loves cake. You know my style, I do anything to make you smile.
Girl, if you didn't love me now, would you love me if I was down? And how would you feel? Have love for me, girl. If you didn't love me now, would you love me if I was down? And how would you feel? Have love for me, girl. Could you love me on the bus? I like 21 questions, and they all sound. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on the bus? I like 21 questions, and they all sound.
See, yeah, I felt like we needed that one tonight.
That was a good one.
I felt like we needed that one. You know, sometimes, you know, because sometimes you just want to be with her. You just want to, like, you know, before we get into what that is, sometimes you just look at your, you know, you look at your mate or somebody that you want to be with or that you're trying to be with or that you really love, and it's like you, especially in that beginning phase, like you just be, you lead them sometimes and you just be sitting around and you just be asking questions like, I wonder how they feel me and how they see me. Like, I maybe it's just me. Like, I know when I'm really feeling somebody early on in the relationship, like, I'm really, really curious about what they think about me.
I think that's natural.
Nah, some of these hoes is vain, though, you know, so you have to throw a cat, you have to throw a cast iron skillet in the head. All right, y'all, we're getting ready to do what day it is. It is brought to you by Goddessly Cleaning. CJ, what's the phone number?
254-282-2332.
Listen, Goddessly Cleaning, where we show up and with the God in us, we clean your house immaculate and clean, sparkling from the ceiling to the floor, from the refrigerator to the front door. Holla at your girl, CJ, if you need to get a clean, send your promotional code, Big Bap and Friends, and you will get a 15% discount this month only during Black History Month from your boy, Big Bap. All right, CJ, let's get into it. What day it is? Go ahead and holla at a player if you see me outside.
All right, what day it is? Today is February 1st. First of all, it's National Black History Month, so shout out to that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's not what we're doing.
Okay, February 1st is also National Dark Chocolate Day.
Ooh, look at me. Listen, did nobody bite me today? Oh, never mind. Let me shut up. Let me shut the fuck up. Cause boy, listen, I'll walk right in the room and get bit. Chocolate. Go ahead. Keep it rolling.
I'm not about to play with you. It is National Texas Day. National Get Up Day.
When we getting up?
I just off the floor, I guess. I don't
know. Oh, okay.
Keep
it moving.
It's also National Baked Alaska Day.
I'm good on the bacon. Not my thing.
National Serpent Day and National Freedom Day.
Okay. What's tomorrow?
tomorrow, February 2nd, we have Optometrist Day.
Dr. Carter Anderson. Listen, y'all, I want to give a shout out to her. She is that what she do? No. What the hell does she do? Audiology. No, I'm sorry. Wrong one. Keep going. I'm sorry. I was ready to celebrate.
Okay, National Tater Tot Day.
Ooh, I like tater.
It's also tomorrow.
See, my fat boy just came out.
National Heavenly Hash Day.
Keep it going. I know what that is. Keep going.
And also National Groundhog Day tomorrow.
It's going to be a long winter for everybody else, just not Florida.
Not there.
Y'all live where y'all live at. They don't got nothing to do it. You know me. I don't like it when it's under 60, so we good.
This is true. Okay.
Is that all the days we got, or we got another one?
We have one more. February 3rd is Four Chaplains Day. It's Bubblegum Day or Chaplains Day.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's also Bubblegum Day. The first Friday in February is National Bubblegum Day. It's National Missing Persons Day on February 3rd. Also, National Women's Physician Day.
My daddy been missing since birth.
Sir.
What? Listen, I'm not done with
it's also National Carrot Cake Day. You're not the only
Hold
person
on.
With that statement.
I'm about to say, listen, there's a whole lot of people out there that ain't never met that nigga went and bought milk and ain't never came back. He said, I'm going to go get some Pampers and some wipes. And that nigga wiped his ass right on down the highway. He ain't never came back. He done left the city, the state. Some of these jokers done left the country. So don't feel bad now. Don't feel bad for me. Listen, it's about a quarter of a billion people who feel the same way I feel. We're gonna celebrate National Missing People's Day. Listen. If your daddy ran away, just go ahead and put your glass in the air and say, I'll holler, and then go ahead and take your little swig. All right, keep going. What else we got? What I missed?
So the first Saturday in February is National Play Outside Day. It's also
the way you the way you hesitated. That's not where I thought you were going with that. Just saying. You hesitated like, you know, you wasn't sure if you could say that one over there. Well, I'll let you know
I'm not sure I'm going outside on Saturday.
Shit, it's supposed to be cold on Saturday. Who the hell going out there? They playing.
We also have ice cream for breakfast day.
Oh, that's Saturday?
Mm-hmm. It's also National Hemp Day.
National who day?
Hemp. H-E-M-P.
Oh, the marijuana tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. What else we got?
It's also National Homemade Soup Day. National Creative Vacuum Day. And National Thank a Mail Carrier Day.
I thought that was in December. Boxing Day. How many damn days they get?
Well, if you reword it, then you can have another day, I guess. You know, they don't
y'all
have rules on these things.
They need to come up with some rules, because some of these days don't even be making sense. Like, I'd be trying to support, you know, the days, but some of these days just don't even make sense. Like, whew, y'all just gonna make me just do whatever. Anywho, what up? That's all the days we got.
That's all the days. Would you like to know what else February is known for?
Sure.
Like the month
something.
As a whole.
Yeah, give me some months. Give me some of the months.
It is National Bird Feeding Month.
Okay.
It's National Bake for Family Month, for Fun Month. National Self-Check Month. Creative Romance Month. And National Canned Food Month.
First off, I don't eat shit out no can, so they can take that last one and throw that one.
Well,
all the
picture has like mason jars. They're like that's different.
Yeah, they haven't convinced me yet on that one. So, yeah, no.
Like the picture looks like preservatives. I'm just saying.
I mean, I know how to make preservatives, but a mason jar is not a can. So they can't say can and then give a jar. That don't even make sense. They confusing me.
Understood.
Like I'm trying to support them. Like I'm trying to be in the mood of what they're trying to say, but the shit they say don't make sense.
Sometimes you might.
Like I just want them to get it right. All right, y'all. I am going to play one of my favorite anthems of the late 90s, early 2000s. Depending upon when you possibly heard this song or when it would be, but it's around that late 90s, early 2000s, where, you know, 808 bass drums was really, really serious, and, you know, we had serious anthems. This is one of my favorite songs because I always believe, you know, it's a little video going around Facebook if y'all haven't seen it, because, like, now, like, it's funny, things that we say when you start seeing other people start saying it, it's like, whatever. But this is like, what if up was down and what if down was up, and all that good stuff. So if you know this song, go ahead and scream along with the hook just a little bit. But we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This song here is the song I got done. It's like, put everything you got to do. Do the bad. Thank you.
All right, y'all, we are back. We are getting ready to do birthdays. I don't know who some of these birthdays are because the production manager gave me pictures with no names, so I don't know who some of these names are, so I'm just going to have to give y'all descriptions. And if y'all figure out who they are, y'all let me know. All right, so we're going to start with February the 1st, and we're going to start off with the I am Rick James, bitch. If you don't know who that is, you don't deserve to even be black. You need to go ahead and just give back your black card and return it to sender, because you don't deserve to be around as a celebrity knower of people in this world. We also have one of my favorite dudes, man. Big Boy is born on February the 1st as well. Pops from the He was in a few movies. He was in a few TV shows. He was in the Jamie Foxx show. He was in what's that one show? The girl with the boobs and stuff. I can't even think of the dang old name. I can't even think of their name. But anyways, that person. But you know Pops from, you know, with Fancy and all them, you know.
What was his name?
I can't think
Garrett
of his name.
Something or another.
Right, and then there's some girl with some cheekbones. It's her birthday too. I don't know who she is. I ain't never seen Tita before, so I don't really got nothing to give y'all about her because I ain't never seen her before. Also on February the 1st, we got Lee Thompson Young. He looked familiar, but I don't know what the hell he done did. We also got Miles Truitt. And then we got Sherman Hemsley. Mr. You still ain't giving me nothing. You giving me a blank screen. Walk away. Now it pops up. You gave me a whole blank screen. Walk away. Connor McClain's birthday is also today. And then we have, I don't know who this is. His name is Youngin with a really, really bright purple shirt on. And then one of my favorite poets of all time, Langston Hughes' birthday is also today. If you haven't read any of Langston Hughes' work, I really advise you to do so. His work is absolutely amazing, and for it to be turn of the century, in the early 20th century, you definitely should go back and listen to some of his work. Also, we have Anthony Johnson, comedian Anthony Johnson. My favorite role from him is I Got the Hookup. And that one, and when he was in Friday, those are probably my two favorite parts from him. Tomorrow we have Donald Driver's birthday. Carl Wright. You know who this was. This was the pastor from Soul Food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. His birthday is tomorrow. Wazama Supa, her birthday is tomorrow. Amira McCarthy's birthday is tomorrow. Southside's birthday is tomorrow. Maddie Baby's birthday is tomorrow. And OMB Peasy birthday is tomorrow. I don't know none of them niggas, bro. Like,
That sounds like a rapper.
It's just a group of people I ain't never heard of. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feeling. And then we have Sean Kingston's birthday on February the 3rd. I didn't realize he was that young. I thought he was a little bit older than that. And then some dude named Squid Nice's birthday is February the 3rd as well. And then on the 4th of February, we got the infamous Miss Rosa Parks' birthday is on February the 4th, which the funniest thing about Black history is she's actually not the first person for her situation. She's just the most famous person for her situation. And again, not taking anything away from her, but if you're going to talk about history, you should talk about the first. I'm a believer if you're going to talk about first, then talk about the actual first to actually do it. But the reason why the other young lady didn't get more recognized for hers is because she was pregnant and she was and not married. You know, we American, I'm going to throw air quotes, Christian people, we don't like to deal with people if they pregnant and not married. We still do that dumb shit to this day. Cameron's birthday is also on the 4th. Malik Monk's birthday is on the 1st. Hannibal Buress's birthday is on the 1st. Man, your mama didn't like you giving you that first name. Hannibal, like I don't know people who don't get no sir. Like you got to change your first name. Like you should just be like HB or something. Like change your name, sir. I don't like it. Lawrence Taylor's birthday is February the 1st. Amira Falzon Ojo's birthday is February the 4th, and Krept's birthday is February the 4th. And that is our February birthdays. You got any February birthdays you want to give a shout-out to?
Shout-out to my cousin Shantae. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Shantae. What y'all do for Shantae? Y'all yelled at her a little bit?
Yeah.
Ooh. 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 All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the meats and potatoes of tonight's show, and our main topic is sure to piss off some people, but we're going to get into it anyway. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And the strap around your ankle.
Why you wanna waste a nigga's phone, yeah. See you ass down doing nothing, yeah. On the floor wide open, keep phoning, they all up in the ocean. Like an AJ killer, and the whole vibe with this whole killer. Yeah, she's soaking wet, soaking wet. Soaking wet.
Get on the face of that ass, yeah. Get on the